Have I succeeded in displaying the source sheet?
Yes, you have.
Oh, remarkable. So I'm somehow using two separate screens to do that, and it seems to have worked. So that's impressive. Right. So the I don't know if you, I hope you can make out the text on the screen. Hope it's big enough, or you can work that out somehow. And if not, send it out somehow. The starting point, as I say, for today's Chabura really chooses itself, I think. The Sojourn of Tazria, as we know, is mainly about the Mitzorah, the leper, or the Tzarat, which we translate as leprosy, but we don't really know exactly what it means. And when we get to the Psukim that talk about the way in which the Mitzorah has to behave, once it's been determined that he's actually definitely got this thing, whatever it is, after first 7 days, then another 7 days of isolation. The Torah says that the Hatzarah Shebo Hanega Begadav Yifumim, and so on in the verse we got on the page, verse 46. Kol Yimei Asher Hanega Bo Yitma Tamehu Badav Yeshev Michutz LaMachane Moshevo. By the way, the translation here of this verse is mine, mainly because I didn't like the one in Sepharia. And it's worth noting that sometimes the translations in Sepharia, wonderful as Sepharia is, are not as good as they could be. All the days that the plague is in him, interestingly, the plague is described as being bo, in the person, not simply as before on their skin or in their hair or something like that, but in the person. Yitma, the person should be impure. Tamehu, and the pasuk repeats, Tamehu, he is Tameh. Badad Yeshev, alone shall he dwell, or shall he sit. Michutz l'machane moshevo, outside the camp is his dwelling place. And I think it's quite obvious to everybody, I'm sure, why I've chosen this particular verse to focus on. And indeed, the word badad is one that I find here quite intriguing. And I guess the obvious question to ask is, what is going on here? Is this some sort of hygienic system put in place? Is it some sort of punishment for the Mitzorah? Or is it somehow some sort of therapy? And I want to explore those possibilities with you. It's worth noting that Chazal may actually have been aware of what we would now regard as some sort of basic hygiene. I've got on the source sheet here a Gemara and Ksuba stuff, Ein Zayin on the base, which talks about four or five Amoraim giving instructions about how to avoid catching a disease called Ra'atan. Ra'atan maybe is apparently some sort of skin disease, not quite sure what it is. But the interesting thing, there's a shir by Rav Asher Weiss that he gave towards the beginning of the corona epidemic. And in the, you can find it on YouTube, if you wish, in English. And in the context of that shir, he quotes this Gemara and points out that it's very interesting that Chazal seemed to be aware of all the ways in which it's possible to contract a disease. Rabbi Zeira warns about, Rabbi Yochanan warns about the flies. So there's a possibility of being infected from a bite, that something enters the bloodstream. Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Elazar are worried about breathing something in, that a disease enters through the respiratory system. And Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi were careful about eating food that came from the house of someone with Ra'atan. So they're aware of disease entering through the digestive system. And Rav Asher Weiss says, look, he doesn't know whether Chazal knew this through some sort of Kabbalah, whether they knew it through experience and empirical observation, but they knew it. What he didn't quote, and I find it interesting to put it alongside that, is Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, whose attitude is perhaps one that one might describe as much more frum. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi would actually associate with people who had this disease and learn with them. And he would say that the Torah is going to protect them. The Torah is going to protect me, so I don't have to worry about catching any horrible diseases. And I think we found both of those opinions being expressed in recent time. But so the Chazal were aware that you can catch things. But I'm not aware of any place in the classic literature where they say the reason that the Matzora is sent outside and has to sit outside the camp is that we're afraid of catching something. I'm not aware of that suggestion. It may be there, but I haven't found it. But if we go back and sort of start in the traditional places with the pasuk that we're looking at, Badad Yeshev, when we start by looking at Rashi, Rashi's attitude appears to be that this is punishment. Rashi says, and you have it on the source sheet, Shelo yush'at me'im yoshvim, the Metzorah has to be completely alone, that even other impure people may not associate with him. V'amru rabotenu manish tana mish'at me'im leshev badad. And the rabbis say, what's the difference with the Metzorah, that he has to be alone? Ho'il v'hu hivdil b'shan hara, ben ish l'ishto ven ish l're'eu, af hu yibadeh. Since he, the Metzorah, and this is building on the rabbinic idea that tzaraat is essentially a consequence or a punishment of Lashon Hara. So since the person who is a Metzorah must be guilty of speaking Lashon Hara, that will have separated husband and wife or friends. Therefore, he too has to be separated. He has to be split out. And that sounds very much like it's a midah keneged midah, a punishment fitting the crime. So there is that track. There is an intriguing little comment from Ibn Ezra. It's really actually very strange. Ibn Ezra merely says milat badad. He says the word badad mfureshet b'migilat eicha is explained. He says in eicha. Of course, the third word of eicha is the word badad. Eicha yashva badad ha'ir rabati am. How has the city? Does the city sit alone that was so full of people? A curious thing to put in your commentary on Vayikra. When we get to Eicha, Ibn Ezra says there, Shem nofel al zachar v'al nekeva. All he seems to be doing in the beginning of Eicha is explaining that the word badad doesn't change between masculine and feminine. And whether it's with a lamed or without a lamed, it stays the same. As he says, does the word betach, which is no doubt fascinating for the grammarians, but doesn't really seem to me to say much about the pasuk in Vayikra, given that what were we expecting? That the subject there is masculine, but that appears to be a masculine form. There's not much to say. The person, whoever wrote the notes in the Chumash Torat Chayim, wants to assure us that all Ibn Ezra is saying in Vayikra is this fascinating detail that the word badad is bisexual. I don't think that's true. I think that the reason Ibn Ezra is referring to Megillas Eicha is because he wants us to think about the content of Eicha. Right, what is the Metzorah required to do? He's required to be badad. What is badad? Well, that's a thing that we know from Eicha. It's a bad thing. It's a terrible thing. It is loneliness, and the prophet is describing Jerusalem as bereft and abandoned. That worked again. So, well, that sounds like a bad thing. So far, either according to Rashi, it is a punishment that fits the crime, or according to Ibn Ezra, at least it is a description of a rather, unpleasant state to be in. But there are a couple of other instances of the word badad in the Chumash, which require us to look at them too. The first, of course, is in the barachot of, or the attempted curses of Bilam. I see them from the mountaintops, gaze on them from the heights. Here is a people that dwells alone, dwells apart, and is not counted among the nations. I mean, we generally take the words of Bilam to be brachot when we read these things, although he didn't intend them. We assume that what's coming out is something that is good for us. And indeed, the way that Rashi reads this pasuk, actually, he just agrees with the Targum Onkelos. Ha amma bilachodehon atidin v'yachasun alma. This is the people which all by itself is going to inherit the world. Well, maybe that's a good thing. I mean, certainly, it seems to be intended to being in this state of aloneness. In this context, seems to be a good thing. Maybe that's just at a national level. Maybe there's a difference between the personal, the individual, and the national. But then we come to the another instance, the word badad in the Chumash. One of those unfortunate pasukim near the end of Hazot HaBracha, which never actually gets any attention, well, because we're too busy drinking. Vayishkon Yisrael betach badad ein Yaakov, and it's of course part of the Chasam Torah's piece, so it only gets read once. Vayishkon Yisrael betach badad ein Yaakov eretz dagan v'tirosh avshan aviyarta. Vayishkon Yisrael betach badad. Thus Israel dwells in safety. Now you understand why Ibn Ezra had mentioned betach at the beginning of Eicha along with badad, because they go together. And they both have the same sort of curious grammatical thing, even though both here would be masculine. But he tells you that. No doubt there he's trying to make the contrast between the state of Betach Badad in Bezos HaBracha and the state of Badad in Eicha. But what do we have here? An astonishing Rashi. Rashi says here, Kol Yachid V'Yachid, what does it mean Betach Badad? Israel dwelling in security and alone. Not Badad in the sense in which he had it in the Brachot of Bilam, but now, Kol Yachid V'Yachid, Ish Tachat Gafno V'Tachat Te'enato. Every individual, alone, each one of them under his vine or his fig tree. Mufuzarin, spread out, scattered. They have no need to gather together and sit together because of the enemy. So Rashi's understanding Badad here as a positive perhaps coupled with Betach, but a positive because it shows the strength of and the security of the individual. It's no longer simply a question of being stuck all by yourself. Being by yourself is an indication that you have the capacity to survive and the capacity to flourish under your fig and under your vine by yourself. We're strong. So that's sort of an interesting thing, an interesting possibility that that the state of isolation or aloneness or solitude or whatever we want to call it here can be go both ways. It can be maybe even a punishment. It can be somehow an indication of strength. But of course, if we really understand the word, we have to turn to the Hasidim. So I have left myself 1 minute to talk about things that I don't understand. That's always a good move. But the Hasidim understand, I mean, from the earliest days of Hasidus, the notion of Hesbodidus starts with the Baal Shem Tov, the idea that you can, one should spend time seeking God by being alone, alone with oneself and alone with God. Going out into the fields or staying at home. I mean, it becomes a, sort of like the major practice of Breslov Hasidim, and it's the major practice still today, I understand, of Breslov, but also in sort of the neo-Hasidic world, of looking to meditation, looking to Isis, to solitude, as a way of finding oneself and finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I've got two pieces from the Svas Emes on the sheet. We don't really have time to look at either of them, but I want to quickly reference the first one at least. Phenomenal thing that Svas Emes says. Basically that, I'm not sure that I completely understand, but what he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us both sort of Ruach Chaim, the sort of the animal part of our nature, and Chochmah, and wisdom, Bemida, in fixed quantities. And because of that, as the sort of the life and the concerns of life and the gashmias of life spread through the person, sometimes there's something missing. Sometimes there's not room for the Torah and the mitzvahs. V'nisgar halev, and the heart is closed. Nisgar is a reference to tzaraat, which is called in Aramaic sgiru, and certainly in the Zohar and in the Targums it's called sgiru. V'ha'itza, says the Sfas Emes, the counsel, the advice, al yidei tshuva me'ava, is to counter this through tshuva that comes from Ahavas Hashem. As the Torah says, Uva el ha-kohen, the person who has tzara'at should come to the Kohen. Alida hishtokukut lachzor lidvekut elyon, through his desire to return to dvekus, to contact, to intimacy with the divine. Alida zeh niftach halev, and through this the heart can be opened. I want to, you know, very briefly, as I said, I don't really understand the Sfas Emes at all, but there is a sense here that for the Metzora, this process can be therapeutic. It's not simply punishment. It's certainly not just hygiene for the Sfas Emes. It's therapy. There's something wrong. That is, as he said, that has come out. The Ramban talks about how the Ga'im are an indication of how B'nai Yisrael are sort of privileged, that when something is wrong, we become physically afflicted and something happened, we can see it, we can feel it. And then isolation, solitude can be used as a positive, as a way of trying to rediscover ourselves, rediscover HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't pretend for a moment to know what is going on in the world. I am not ascribing any purposes to anything that is happening to us. But at least there's one positive that we could take, which is that the isolation that we are forced into can be used as a pathway to redemption, to healing, and to self-knowledge, and ultimately to intimacy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. A good Chodesh. Have a good day, and eventually have a good Shabbos. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ian.
No.